My purpose in this week's devotions is to show why living together before marriage is not part of God's design. But what if it's too late? What if you've already been there, done that? What are the next steps after the wrong steps? Once again, back to Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, or hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. For a man and woman living together, the heart of commitment is missing. True friendship is impossible. Neither has given any assurance that they will stay in the relationship. They're unwilling to do that. Without commitment, sex is simply a physical act. Waking up next to someone who wants sexual satisfaction but is unwilling to make a long-term commitment, man, that's far emptier than being in bed alone. So if you are living with someone, what's the next step after the wrong step? Well, for starters, don't get married. Not just yet. Physical separation needs to take place for at least 6 months, and abstinence from sexual intimacy during that time. Now, why would you do that? Because you got to make sure that your relationship is not built on sex alone. How many people get married for that, and it never works out well? So, 6 months of not living together and 6 months of abstinence if you've already been living together and having sex, and then ask a good friend to hold you accountable. Ask God's forgiveness for disobeying His instructions. Date each other to see if you really like each other besides sex, and pursue a true friendship. Secure biblical premarital instruction. And when you are certain God made you for each other, set a date and celebrate your public commitment with family and friends. Marriage must have a solid foundation to endure. The next step after a wrong step must be following God's steps. Father, I pray that for couples living together, I pray for them. I know doing the right thing will be hard, but help them to desire obedience and give them the courage to obey. Lead them to a church where they can be with others who will love them and will provide good, solid biblical premarital counseling. Confirm that you want them together. And if you do, help them celebrate a covenant of commitment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.